Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Steve. This is Sally. I'm afraid I'm running late this morning and won't be in for another hour because of bad traffic congestion. Has Jimmy Hughes arrived yet? He's the man interviewing for the administrative assistant position.
Hi, Sally. No, he's not here yet. It's no problem, though. I can meet him at reception when he arrives and get him started on the process.
Thanks, Steve. Please remember to set up the laptop in the main conference room so he can begin the assessment test. I should have arrived by the time we're ready to start the interview.
Number 32. What problem is the woman calling about? Number 33. What does the man say he will do? Number 34. What is the man reminded to do? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, this is Liam, the warehouse supervisor at Everton. Our branch was supposed to receive some prototypes from the R&D team in Glenview, but we can't find them anywhere.
I can find out whether or not they were delivered. Could you give me the 6-digit number at the top of the confirmation email? It's the code we use to track shipments.
Sure, it's 116984. And one of the staff members at Glenview said it was packed in a large wooden container. So, it should be easy to distinguish from the cardboard boxes you usually transport.
That's helpful to know. Once I determine the whereabouts of the container, I'll give you a call back.
Number 35. Why is the man calling? Number 36. What does the woman ask the man for? Number 37. What is mentioned about the container? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Matthew. I'm working on the brochure for the next PR event. I was going to print them here, but there is no coloured ink in the printer. I'm afraid they would look too cheap if we printed them in black and white.
I agree. We need to make a good impression. I guess we have no choice but to use a professional print shop.
I had considered that, but we don't have enough in our budget to cover that expense. We'll have to get the manager to approve the change.
I can take care of that. I'm not very busy this afternoon, so I can prepare a formal request. We should have an answer by the end of the day. Number 38. What are the speakers discussing? Number 39. What problem does the woman mention? Number 40. What does the man say he will do? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
I apologize for keeping you waiting, ma'am. Have you already reserved a vehicle with us?
No, I just arrived here from the airport. I was hoping to take your 1-week rental plus insurance offer. I also noticed that customers can add the Greystar satellite navigation system for a small fee. I'm not familiar with that technology. Is it difficult to operate?
Not at all. I'd be happy to show you how to make the best use of its features. But first, if you give me your credit card number, I can process your request. Then I'll take you to our lot.
Number 41. Where is the conversation taking place? Number 42. What is the woman wondering about? Number 43. What does the man ask the woman for? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Mr. Boyd. This is Helen Kahn from West Regional Gas Company. As part of our annual safety check, your landlord has requested that we send a representative to your home to inspect the condition of your gas stove. When would be a suitable time for you?
Well, I'm catching a flight to Beijing on Thursday morning for a 3-day visit, but I'll be home most of the day on Wednesday. Could someone come to my apartment in the morning?
Certainly. I'm not sure exactly what time the technician will arrive, but it would be sometime between 10 a.m. and noon. Please wait for him at your apartment until he arrives. Thanks.
Number 44. What is the purpose of the call? Number 45. What does the man plan to do on Thursday? Number 46. What is the man asked to do? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Emma, I just wanted to let you know how much I appreciated that you organized the celebration for Mr. Davin's retirement last week. It was a really special occasion for him, and I could see the hard work you put in.
Thanks, I was happy to do it. I'm just glad everyone enjoyed themselves. Actually, I used to organize events for my old company, so I've picked up a lot of useful planning tips along the way.
Well, it was extremely well done, particularly the food. Where did you order it from?
From Valley Restaurant. They do home deliveries too. Would you like a copy of their takeout menu? They included some with our order.
Number 47. What kind of event did the woman plan? Number 48. What does the man want to know? Number 49. What does the woman offer to give the man? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'm Hannah Lowe with T-Lightful Incorporated. We've identified your business as a prime location to sell our revolutionary teapots. Would you consider adding our products to your inventory? They would make a great addition to your existing selection.
That would probably interest our customers, since we sell a variety of teas and tea accessories at this shop. However, I'll need to know a little more about them before I can agree.
Of course. All of our ceramic teapots feature a patented no-spill design and a special easy-to-clean filter that works even with fine tea leaves. They also come in a variety of colors and patterns to suit every taste.
Number 50. What does the woman want the man to do? Number 51. What does the man suggest about the business's customers? Number 52. According to the woman, why is the teapot unique? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation. This is Stavros Popoulos from Athene Manufacturing. Our firm is hosting some executives from abroad next week. I understand that your company specializes in translations from Greek to English, and I need to get our corporate presentation slides translated before they arrive.
I'm so sorry. While we normally do that, all of our staff members are currently busy with a large project from the International Finance Conference. We just don't have anyone available.
Oh, I see. Is there someone else you can recommend? It's quite difficult to find a person with the right qualifications.
I can give you the number of a former colleague of mine who does freelance work. She is highly skilled and can probably complete the work in time.
Number 53. What is the man making arrangements for? Number 54. Why is the man calling the woman? Number 55. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Kyle. Did you see the article about our company in Network Marketing Today? It's fantastic that a prestigious industry magazine portrayed our company in such a favorable light. The article also mentioned that we are now one of the largest employers in the region.
Right. I think this will help us in drawing prospective workers. With this kind of exposure, more people will want to apply for positions here. That means we'll have lots of applicants to choose from, so we can select only the best ones.
That's true. I'd like to let everyone know about the positive coverage. I'll cut out a copy of the article and post it on the bulletin board in the break room right now.
Number 56. What did the article say about the speaker's company? Number 57. According to the man, how could the article benefit the business? Number 58. What will the woman do next? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
It's been a long week. I'm glad that Friday is finally here.
Me too. Are you doing anything special this Saturday or Sunday?
My sister and I are going to see Pacific Paradise at the Orchard Street Theater on Saturday.
That sounds like fun.
You're welcome to join us.
Thanks, count me in. My friend saw that movie on Monday and said it was fantastic.
Yeah, it's been getting excellent reviews. We'd better buy our tickets soon. I checked this morning, and there are only a few tickets left.
Let's use the app on my phone to buy them. Number 59. What are the speakers mainly talking about? Number 60. What does the man imply when he says, "Count me in"? Number 61. What will the man probably do next? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Did you hear that the managers canceled tomorrow's company picnic?
Did they? What happened?
There's a big storm moving in, and heavy rain is forecast for the next few days. Just our luck.
Yeah, what a shame. I was really looking forward to having a barbecue.
You're not the only one. A lot of people signed up.
Well, we might not be able to grill outside, but we could have a potluck with everyone bringing something to share.
Yeah, I can reserve a room at the Rosewood Community Center.
Great idea. I'll talk to the managers.
Number 62. What caused the cancellation of the event? Number 63. Why does the woman say,
"Just our luck"?
Number 64. What is suggested about the Rosewood Community Center? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and list.
I would like to get a membership to this fitness center, please. I'm also interested in working with a personal trainer.
Okay. What type of fitness instruction are you looking for?
I want to lose about 25 pounds and learn how to eat more nutritiously.
Here's our list of trainers. Please note that there is an error on this list. The specialties of the bottom two are reversed.
Thank you. By the way, what hours are you open?
We're open most days from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m, but we close at 5 p.m. on Tuesdays.
Number 65. What is the conversation mainly about? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Which employee will the man be paired with? Number 67. What does the man ask about? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and list. Hello, this is Jim O'Neill. I ordered some flowers for the Meadowview Consulting staff Christmas party on December 20th. Is it too late to update my order?
Not at all. What would you like to change?
We need fewer flowers for the centerpieces. We were originally expecting 80 people to come, but now it's going to be 60.
Let me see. It looks like your current order has 2 dozen roses and 1 dozen each of lilies, daisies, and carnations.
I'd like to remove 1 dozen roses from the order.
Okay, that brings your total to $70.
Number 68. What kind of event is the man planning? Number 69. Why does the man want to make a change? Number 70. Look at the graphic. How much will the man spend on roses in total?